3rd, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Wednesday.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Mm-hmm. And after you've loved me for a million years, then if it don't work out, tell me goodbye. If you must go, baby, I won't grieve, but just wait a lifetime before you leave. Then if you must go, I won't tell you no, 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 but just so that we can say we tried. Oh, baby, tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out,
good morning, Medford. It's me, Erin, in the studio this morning, this really rainy, gross morning that is definitely not December friendly. But yeah, excited to be back. It's been a while. Welcome back to Gasoline in the Kitchen. Here we talk about, you know, anything that you've happened to cook or anytime you've happened to be gaslit. And with, Thanksgiving has passed, and, that was the season of potluck, so I actually cooked a lot, so I guess I'd love to update you guys on what I've been happening to make lately. So I had a potluck. I had actually two potlucks, before I went back home, and, one dish I made, were these really delicious dumplings, but we happened to not have any wrappers, so we ended up using cabbage. So if you ever want to make dumplings and you happen to not have wrappers, just use Napa cabbage, and it's just as good. And then for my other potluck, we made a lot of Filipino food, which was very yummy. Had some spring rolls, had some fried rice, some corned beef, you know, the good old hearty Filipino breakfast. So it was a great time, and I hope everyone had a happy, happy holiday. Anyways, so we've got some amazing songs on the queue today. We've got Biba Doobie, The Backseat Lovers, Cyndi Lauper, so definitely stay tuned. This next song is a great song by The Sundays. It's I Feel from their album Blind. I hope you enjoy.
Losing words, I'm a man, I'm a man. Some plans for tonight.
And that was Spooky by Dusty Springfield. A really good song. I was doing my laundry to that song the other day. Oh my gosh, definitely dancing around. Anyways, so this next song just is really special to me. It definitely reminds me of home a lot. So actually, last weekend I went home to celebrate my mom. Since she finally got her citizenship after many, many years in this country. And she has kind of a unique name, and it doesn't show up in a lot of songs. And I don't think it was very intentional for this artist to include her name in this song, which is Lily. But this is one of the few songs in this world that... does. So this song is The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel, and this one goes out to my mom.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
And that was Valleys, My Love by Whitney. Such a good song. It reminds me of, like, nature and, like, I don't know. I just feel like laying in a field while listening to that song. So good. So this next song, I literally cannot shut up about this artist, but I had the immense honor of seeing her live this past weekend at the Roadrunner, which was the first time that, actually it was the second time that I went, but this time I was like, I think I really need to see her. Like, I can't just, like, be in the pit and not be able to see her, you know? So I ended up going to, like, the balcony, and honestly, best decision of my life. It was so good. The artist is Viva Doobie, by the way, and she was my top artist of the year. We spent, like, 5,000 minutes together. I don't really know how many hours that adds up to, but that's a lot of minutes. But yeah, she's one of my favorite artists, also Filipino, just an icon in general, and that was the last show of her tour, and it was just amazing. So this next song is by her. It's one of her more popular songs, but I cannot deny it's so well written, and just makes me want to dance around. So this is She Plays Bass by Viva Doobie.
both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
And that was Kilby Girl by the Backseat Lovers. And, oh my gosh, me and Amalia have had many, many a dance party to that song in our dorm last year. Who, by the way, could not be here today. Don't know what's going on. Probably asleep, let's be honest, because that was me last time we had the show. So, But that one goes out to Amalia. I hope they're having the best sleep ever, because I sure was when this happened to me. Anyways, so this next song, honestly, it's so timeless. I don't know why I had the urge to listen to this song, but I feel like I heard it in like a dream of mine like 2 days ago, and like I had like an awakening. I woke up and I was like, I need to listen to it. So it was like, I think 3 a.m, and I like got my phone and just started like jamming in my bed. So this is Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. I hope you get what I mean.
If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. As I wait for you.
And that was Darling by Real Estate from their 2017 album In Mind. Such a good, good song. So we're coming to the end of our show. And I just want to thank all of my listeners for listening into Gaslit in the Kitchen this semester. It has been a really great, great run. And I don't know, just to end it all off, I will be playing one of the greatest songs ever, and something that I can't stop listening to. And it is She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. Here it goes.
She's like a
when you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Freeform Radio. WMFO.